Hey everyone, terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire, this is CNN 10, and we have a rendezvous with the news. I'm back from Philly, feeling refreshed, ready to crush this week with you. We start with a rocket ship returned. After a 25 and a half day mission around the moon, NASA's historic Artemis 1 mission made a successful splashdown on Sunday. The uncrewed test flight was meant to pave the way for future missions, which could take astronauts back to the moon. The Orion spacecraft pulled off a record-breaking mission, including two lunar flybys, one within 80 miles of the lunar surface, more than 1.4 million miles traveled in all before splashing down in the Pacific Ocean just west of Baja California. After landing, the capsule spent 6 hours in the ocean with NASA collecting additional data and running some tests before the rescue team moved it. A fleet of recovery vehicles were waiting nearby. The landing was key to making sure that the Orion spacecraft is ready to fly real astronauts next time and then eventually to Mars.
And here we go.
The lead up to the Artemis 1 launch might have been a bumpy ride after a series of delays due to technical glitches and bad weather. But NASA says once its mega rocket got off the ground, it's been smooth sailing.
We got to witness the world's most powerful rocket take the Earth by its edges and shake the wicket out of it. And it was quite a sight.
After 3.5 weeks in space, filled with engine burns, lunar flybys, and stunning views of the Earth and the Moon, NASA's Orion spacecraft is home. But before it splashed down, a critical test. In one of the most nail-biting times of the re-entry process, the Orion capsule will separate from its service module, then complete a skip maneuver off the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, which will bring it closer to its landing site and cut down on the G-forces that future astronauts will have to endure. After that, all eyes are on the heat shield as Orion blazes back to Earth at temperatures twice as hot as molten lava. NASA says the heat shield has been tested more than 1,000 times, and making sure it can take the heat is one of the primary goals of this mission. From the outset, the uncrewed Artemis 1 mission has been a dry run to make sure the spacecraft is safe enough for astronauts to fly on board.
We are stressing it and testing it in ways that we will not do to a rocket that has a human crew on it.
If Artemis 1 is a success, it will be followed by Artemis 2, which, like the first mission, will fly around the moon, but this time with a crew. That will be followed by Artemis 3, which intends to return astronauts to the moon's surface, including the first woman and person of color. Later missions will aim even further, with the goal of sending astronauts to Mars.
10-second trivia. The equator runs directly through which of these countries? Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, or Ethiopia? All of these countries are close to the equator, but only Kenya is crossed by it. We have introduced you to several of our CNN heroes this year, but on Sunday night, Anderson Cooper and Kelly Ripa announced the CNN Hero of the Year.
The 2022 CNN Hero of the Year is
Nellie Chaboy.
Congratulations to Nellie Chaboy. She creates computer labs for school children in her native Kenya. In 2019, Nellie quit her software engineering job to create her nonprofit TechLit Africa. Since then, she's provided thousands of students with upcycled computers and a way to connect with the world. Voters online selected Nellie from a list of CNN's top 10 heroes. As CNN Hero of the Year, she will receive $100,000 to expand her work. Her story is incredible.
I never forget what it was like growing poor. I never forget what it was like my stomach churning because of hunger at night. I would have to go and scavenge for food at trash pits. We grew up in a tin roof house. It was full of potholes. I used to look at the different light bouncing from the holes from the roof and then just imagine what it would look like to sustainably fix poverty. I was a very hardworking student, even though I wasn't in school often. And even though I was the most hardworking person I knew, I still did not know what a computer was. I am from Mogotio, which is a small village in rural Kenya. And there isn't much of an economic activity here. I got a full ride 4-year scholarship in America, Augustana College in 2012. I got a job as a janitor, cleaning bathrooms. I discovered computer science my junior year of college just out of accident. I needed to take an introduction to Java for my math major, and I just fell in love with it. I just knew this is what I wanted to do, and also bring it to my community. Every 3 years, companies are upgrading their IT. Most of these computers are ending up in landfills. Well, we have kids here, myself included, back in the day, who don't even know what a computer is. And so what we're doing is that we're working with institutions, colleges, companies, even individuals. And then we bring it to the schools. We refurbish them. We install our own custom operating system that is geared towards teaching our kids self-efficacy troubleshooting and internet skills. All of you are going to be graphic designers today. The kids that we're working with are actually from 4 years old all the way to 12. And there's also vectors. It doesn't matter how much you zoom, it's still perfect, it's still aligned. We have people coming in and just inspiring the kids. They can go from doing a remote class with NASA to music production, video production, coding, personal branding, and so on. Right now we are working with 4,000 kids. My hope is that when the first separate kids graduate high school, their families and themselves will not need aid, because they can make money online. That money will support their families. That money will support themselves. I can't even describe just how dehumanizing poverty is. You're just getting crushed over and over again. My mom was working really hard, and I was still going to bed hungry. I was still living in a house that was flooding. But the world is your oyster when you are educated. The thing that was really frustrating me growing up, not seeing change, not seeing hope, not even seeing progress. I feel like with these kids, I can see a path, like I can see a way where they can make a living online. And that is really like why we're doing this work. My life is bigger than myself. If I have the power to change anything, I have to do it. I have to give it my all and keep doing it.
And for today's 10 out of 10, Mother Nature is up to snow good. Areas in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California were pummeled with up to 3 to 4 feet of snow over the weekend. Snow, my goodness. Combine that with strong winds and even hail, and look out, don't get in that ski lift. It's about that time of year, I guess. Whenever all that snow melts, it'll be thawsome. If high fives, hugs, and handshakes were snowflakes, I'd be sending y'all a blizzard. Thank you for all the love. We're sending it right back to you. Shout out to Patrick Henry Middle School in Woodhaven, Michigan. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10.